first open a work session on House Bill 2899A. James?
2899A revises laws relating to the wetlands mitigation banking statutes. The Wetland Mitigation Bank, as you all know, is a larger wetland restoration that is used to offset the anticipated loss of smaller wetlands due to development. The bill came to us from the Policy Committee because the Division of State Lands anticipates that the changes will make it more attractive to use the Wetlands Mitigation Bank. They believe they will spend about $600,000 from the revolving fund in 9901 and expect to have similar expenditures in 0305 that lack the limitation to do that. Instead of giving them limitation at this time, though, we are going to ask that they come back to the emergency board when that need arises. There is one small amendment to the bill that is unrelated to wetlands, at least sort of an unrelated. In the last session, a bill was introduced and passed relating to fees for spill response the Department of Environmental Quality regulates. They neglected to define dredge vessels fees and ended up with them having to pay a per trip fee instead of a per day fee. The A5 amendment will correct that oversight and establish a fee of $24 per day for dredge vessels instead of $24 per trip. The estimated revenue from the change is about $2,500 per year, and the dredge operators have already been doing that on a voluntary basis.
Okay, thank you. Questions of staff? There might be some people in the audience who were hoping for more amendments. Let me just say that we do not have approval for any other amendments beyond the A5. So. Committee, are we ready for a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Morgan.
I move the A5 amendments into House Bill 2899 and that the bill as amended be moved to the Full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
You heard the motion. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection? Motion carries. Okay, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2899A.
And carry it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Terry. Any volunteers?
Just looking at you.
Representative Krieger will carry. Senator Dukes will carry on the same. open the work session on House Bill 3628 relating to waterways. You want to switch? Okay, we'll delay the close the work session on House Bill 3698. Open the work session on Senate Bill 196A.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, Senate Bill 196A comes to you for, I believe, another go round in front of this subcommittee. At your previous meeting, you had adopted the -A5 amendments, which removed the section of the bill that allowed the departments to keep penalties imposed on hazardous waste operators and use those monies for hazardous waste technical assistance grants. There was concern at the time of of this reduction coupled with a $800,000 reduction in the general fund program with DEQ's budget for the for hazardous waste technical assistance grants, and this, therefore the bill was held over. Though that $100,000 cut was not taken, therefore the program would remain close to the previous levels of funding for technical assistance. There would still be some small reduction because of the amendment. The bill also includes some fee increases for hazardous waste generators, and the revenue from these fee increases is assumed in the department's budget, at least the portions that were adopted by the subcommittee earlier in earlier work sessions. Therefore, all that remains for the subcommittee to do is to move the bill to full committee.
You don't need to put the amendments in.
No, the amendments were already adopted on at your meeting. On June 17th, you adopted the A5 amendments in work session.
Questions of the staff? Further questions of the staff? We are lacking a quorum.
No, oh, we do lack a quorum.
Well,
no, it's back in the quorum, babes. Mr. Chair.
Senator, Representative Morgan.
I move Senate Bill 196 to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Committee, you've heard the motion. Is there discussion of the motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Duke.
I just have one question, staff. We've moved money around, and I think maybe we moved money around again, and I lost track of the little peas under the walnut shells. Are we whole?
The program is whole, as there is no $800,000 reduction to the technical assistance, which was your concern. That still stands as the recommendations that were adopted by the subcommittee not to take that cut.
Thank you.
Is there other questions? Is there objections? Motion carries. And do we have volunteers for this bill?
I will carry.
Representative Johnson.
I will carry for the Senate in the full. And Representative Johnson, would you carry in the House?
Yes, sir.
There's no long words in here, though.
We'll make up for it later. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 196A. And we have Susie here now. We'll open the work session on House Bill 3628 relating to waterways.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. These are the amendments that the committee has requested and have been approved by the co-chair for House Bill 3628. What the amendments do is it places the maximum accrual to the account of $150,000 so that no more than $150,000 in fee revenue is used for that purpose, and that you'll find on line 6 of the amendment that's in front of you, where it says in line 13 after 4, delete the rest of the line and insert may not deposit more than $150,000 per biennium into the subaccount and may not retain more than $150,000 in the subaccount at any time. And then the other things it does is it adds a requirement to restrict the expenses associated with the removal and cleanup of the waters to that which imposes an environmental threat or safety hazard to navigation, and that you'll find in line 13. It says in line 19 after boathouse insert that imposes an environmental threat or safety hazard to navigation. And then you wanted to clarify that it applies to removal and cleanup from the water only, and that's in line 12 on the amendment. After removal, inserting the word from the water. And then we removed all of the subsection 4 that applies 25% of the money for removal of other hazards. And that is deleting in line. Let me look at the original bill. Yeah, the last. To make sure I. Line 21 through. There we go. In line 27, so that would be line 28. Okay. Line 16 on the amendment, it does that for you. It deletes from line 27 the rest of that language. And then we added the expenditure limitation in section 14.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Questions of staff?
Wait a minute. On the part that deletes the pilings and the logs and the deadheads, mm-hmm. is lines 27 through 30 on page 1.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like you've got a typo. It's on page 1.
Is that
page
the part?
Two. Yes. That is a mistake in the.
No, you might not want to take my 730 on page 2.
Yeah, so I'll get counsel to change
you
that. They did the wrong.
Straight.
Delete lines 27 through 30 on page 1.
Mm-hmm.
is what it should read.
Two in one representative. You know what the bill would have looked like.
Any other questions?
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. If we can conceptually amend that one.
Representative Morgan.
Mr. Chair, I move that we conceptually amend the dash 2 so that on line 15 it refers to page 1 rather than page 2, and I move the dash 2 amendments into House Bill 3628 and move House Bill 3628 as conceptually amended and amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with the due pass recommendation.
Well, they're all in one motion. How about that? You've all heard the motion. Is there a discussion of the motion? Senator Dukes, I see you're checking. Are you okay?
I'm checking, but I think Representative Morgan's been there ahead of me, so.
Okay. Any objection to the motion? Motion carries. Let's see. Senator Dukes, would you like to carry this?
Sure.
And
let's give it to Representative Krieger because
Representative Krieger, that's good. Thanks, Sam. Close the work session on House Bill 3628 and open the work session on House Bill 2195.
Mr. Chair, just before you go there, can I ask a question?
Sure.
I have a set of dash ones for 3628. Do we need those for any reason? They were probably replaced by the dash twos that I...
I'm guessing they were.
Because I've got some of the same ones.
I think that the dash twos renumber everything.
Well, but so do the dash ones. I don't.
Yeah, I think that the dash ones are in the dash twos.
I think so too. I just was curious. Yeah. Just asking.
Could you hear the question?
No. From the last bill, I have a set of dash ones. Do I need those for any reason?
No. I need to put all of it into the dash two.
Okay, we are in the work session for House Bill 2195.
Okay, Mr. Chair, House Bill 2195 renews and sets the harvest tax rate for forest products. The revenues from the tax are used to fund up to 40% of the Department of Forestry's forest practice program, and also a portion is used to fund the Forest Research Lab at Oregon State University. The hand-engrossed bill sets the rate for the forest research and experiment account to continues the same rate that they had in the last biennium of 67 cents to generate $4.6 million for the program. And then it sets a rate of 79 cents for to generate almost $3.3 million for the forest practices program.
Okay, committee. Any questions of this, Ms. Jordan?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Mark.
Do we have concurrence from the industry that this is what they have agreed to?
Would you like to put that on the record?
Head shake is sufficient.
Head shake is sufficient.
Yes, noting that it was an up and down affirmative type head shake.
Because
a very positive up and down head shake. Okay. Any other questions of staff? Representative Morgan.
Mr. Jordan, do we require a motion confirming the conceptual amendments or the hand-engrossed amendments?
A motion to accept the hand-engrossed version. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee accept House Bill 2195 hand-engrossed amendments, which on line 8 are the number 67, and on line 22 the number 79, and those are on page 1, and that we move the bill as hand-engrossed to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
The motion. Is there a discussion of the motion? Objection. Motion carries. Senator Morgan, would you carry this on the full in the House? And I will carry this in the Senate.
Okay.
Close the work session on House Bill 2195. Open the work session on Senate Bill 597A.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, you should have at your places a packet of information for Senate Bill 597 that has the fiscal impact on the front for the Dash A6 amendments. Includes the Dash A6 amendments, also includes the Dash A7 amendments, and then the staff writer summary from the original bill. Just to briefly go through the fiscal impact statement, the assumed revenue for the bill as amended would be $900,000 in 0305 and $1.2 million in 0507. The Dash A6 amendments make a couple of changes, the first of which is it includes a non-resident three-day shellfish license for $7.50. It also removes the percentages in the bill and inserts a language on the marine shellfish subaccount and details the allowable uses for monies in this subaccount, including that monies in the subaccount should be used for the protection and enhancement of shellfish for recreational purposes, including shellfish sanitation costs and the cost of enforcement of wildlife laws pertaining to the taking of shellfish. Also adds a new section, Section 14, that states at the beginning with next biennium, the directors of the state Fish and Wildlife Department, the Department of Agriculture, and the Superintendent of State Police shall jointly make a recommendation to the governor on the expenditures of monies in this subaccount for future biennia. This was done partially because of the large one-time cost that occurs in 0305, which will not be reoccurring in 0507, so there will be some more funds available. The fiscal assumes that this funding for the Department of Agriculture's shellfish testing bill would have some license fee in it to help support the program, around $300,000 of shellfish license fees, and this will generate some general fund savings of approximately $250,000 of general fund savings. I would also state that the budget adjustments for the Department of Agriculture we can accommodate in the Department of Agriculture's budget bill, since that bill is still before the subcommittee. However, the Department of Fish and Wildlife budget, as you know, has passed both chambers, and I believe the Department of State Police budget is out of Joint Ways and Means Committee, so we will have a budget report along with this bill that will give limitation and position authority to the Department of Fish and Wildlife and Department of State Police.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Well, when does this bill take effect?
I believe it takes effect January 1 of 04, so that it doesn't really make much sense to start a license in the middle of the year. So it will be for calendar year 2004. And I should also state that the A7 amendments that you have simply clarify the definition of shellfish, because there's already a definition in statute. So this just uses that same definition. However, there are a couple of species in that definition that you want to exclude from requiring a license to take, and those are crayfish and freshwater clams, and that's why the change on page 5, line 29, allows the exception for those two species.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the committee?
I'm living with the DHA-7. I think they're going to cause a problem someday for some young teenagers who decide that they want to go out and take crayfish, and some inexperienced legislator who comes and says, how come they're not paying? Next thing you know.
I won't tell them if you don't, Senator.
I just... Which agency wants it?
Committee, you've heard the motion from Senator Dukes. Is there a discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Motion carries. Was that the full bill or just the amendments? You moved.
I just moved the amendments.
I didn't move anything.
Oh, I thought you said you moved.
No, I said I didn't like the A7s, but I was living with them.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I thought you said you moved the
A7s. That is a motion for the A7s.
Would you like to move?
I'm sorry. Sure, Mr. Chair. Okay. Can we do two in one? Uh-huh. I can move the A6 and the A7 amendments to Senate Bill 597.
Okay, you've heard the motion this time. Any discussion of those motions? Objection to those motions. Motion carries.
Senator Dukes?
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 597 as amended to full Ways and Means Review Task Force.
Heard the motion. Is there discussion? Objection. Motion carries. Senator Dukes, would you like to carry that in the floor in the Senate? And Representative Johnson will carry in the House. Close the work session on Senate Bill 597A.
We'll see how far it gets. 10 years ago I did this, and we got it through the Senate. See if this one can make it all the way through the House.
We have faith. Committee, I'm not sure whether we're going to be meeting. There's a potential we could meet tomorrow. And so I would ask you to stay available. We'll try to get this figured out today before we leave tonight. And if there's ways to contact you or if you're going to be available tomorrow, I guess that's not a problem. But we hope to be able to move some of those tomorrow.
And that certainly, if there's a meeting, Mr. Chair, our office will notify our offices.
I've been invited to go through a Circle Creek tomorrow, so if we don't have a committee, I can.
There we go. With that, we'll adjourn.
That's right. They love it. Somebody's having some sort of a big shindig. It's at noon. I probably can't make that, but they've offered a small tour.
Is it safe? My life? Safe?
Yes, I will guarantee your safety. In fact, you probably get the deluxe version of the tour. Yeah. They promise not to lose you in the wetlands.
We're doing the committee.